Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. National Weather Service officials say Wausau has received at least 11.3 inches of snow, shattering the previous record of 7.9, which was set nearly 100 years ago in 1922. Forecaster Roy Edberg with the National Weather Service in Green Bay says temperatures are expected to warm quickly this weekend, so the melt will not be gradual.
Therefore, folks along the Wisconsin River should kind of monitor river levels and forecasts to see if flooding does develop later this weekend into early next week.
Edberg says another system could develop in eastern Wisconsin toward the beginning of next week, but it's unclear if that will bring any additional snow. Rhinelander also shattered a record for the snowiest winter. Final totals are still being counted, but it's more than 110 inches from the winter of 2013-14, otherwise known as the polar vortex winter. And winds topping 30 miles an hour and touching 50 at times have created huge waves on lakes Michigan and Superior. The National Weather Service has issued gale warnings up and down the lakeshore lasting at least through the morning. Waves were pounding the breakwall near the Sturgeon Bay Lighthouse. U.S. Coast Guard spokesperson estimated the waves at 4 to 7 feet, but they could reach 8 to 12 feet before leveling off. And the Public Service Commission has approved plans for two solar farms, which will produce enough electricity to power 120,000 homes a year. The farms near Two Rivers and in Iowa County will more than quadruple Wisconsin's solar capacity. Madison Gas and Electric and Wisconsin Public Service are already in line to pay a combined $350 million for the electricity generated. The plants will be combining in capacity of about 450 megawatts. After serving Vilas County veterans for the past 6 years, Colonel Michael Bizak announced he'll be leaving the post as veteran service officer at the end of April. He had 27 years of service in the Marine Corps with 8 deployments and described his office duties as informational and educational. Bizak said there are two places for veterans to get health care, the VA hospital in Iron Mountain and the VA clinic in Rhinelander. He hopes the next VSO can do more educational outreach so that veterans are notified about benefits that are available to them. And the State Natural Resources Board this week approved a plan on a 2019 elk herd and harvest. The state reintroduced the native animal back to Wisconsin's woodlands near Clam Lake and Black River Falls in 1989. The herd has grown to the point that tribal hunters picked by lottery were able to harvest an elk last year. Kevin Wallenfang is a DNR deer and elk ecologist. He told the Natural Resources Board they recently brought in more elk from Kentucky.
50 elk in just a couple of days' time. 48 of those made the trip back to Wisconsin last week. Those elk are now in Clam Lake, Flambeau River State Forest, the same quarantine pen that we used in 2017, and they will now be there for the 120-day quarantine period, fulfilling all of the health testing requirements.
He estimates there is between 211 and 236 animals in the herd. He says it translates to 5 bulls that will be available for harvest, with another 5 available for tribal harvest under treaty rights. Last year, nearly 39,000 applicants applied to get into the hunt. The board approved the plan presented by Wallenfang. And Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders will be at a Friday afternoon rally in Madison. Sanders earned his biggest primary victory in Wisconsin during the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. He defeated Hillary Clinton in 71 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain cloudy with a chance of rain and snow, with daytime accumulations of about a half an inch. High temperatures about 37. Tonight, rain and snow, cloudy, low 28. Saturday, slight chance of snow in the morning, but otherwise cloudy with a high near 38. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 44. Monday, sunny, high near 48. Tuesday, cloudy, high near 55. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. Call in your pledge of support now at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.